Okay, Parshas Tazria. Definitely a difficult parsha to do a summary of, but we'll make somewhat of an attempt. So the beginning of the parsha speaks about an Isha Hayoledes. She gives birth in the normal way through the birth canal. The baby is born, and on day 8, it's even Deicha Shabbos. We learn from here, Mashmini Yimel Ezer Lassoy. That's the extra Kiddush over here. It's Deicha Shabbos if it's a normal birth. And it speaks about her tumah of 7 days or 14 days. And then the Yemei Tahira, and then the carbon that she has to bring. She's a Mechusa Kippurim. She can't eat from Karchim from Karbanis until she brings her Karbanis at the end of this whole period. Right after that, we swing straight into the Dinim of Tzaras. I'll try a little bit, not that I have any real clarity in it, but a little bit of a summary of the Hilchos Tzaras. So number one, we speak about Se'es and Beheres. Two main categories of Tzaras. Se'es is a white that is comparable to wool, almost like perhaps I would say like cotton nowadays, or maybe a used cotton, not a brand new shirt, but a white cotton or wool. And Beheres, which is like clear, Bahir, is clear like snow. But each of them have a subcategory. So Se'es, the wool, has a subcategory of zapakas, which is a little bit dimmer wool, which is more like the membrane of an egg. And a beheres, which is a very, very strong white, has a subcategory like plaster or like chalk. So it's also a little bit less white than snow, but a pretty strong white. So that's se'es and beheres, and each one has its own counterpart. Maybe you have four different simonim of whiteness, but again, it's a ras. All of these things speak about if a lesion develops on the skin, and it makes the hair that used to be black or red or whatever it is, turns white. It turns this color in that skin lesion. And that flipping of the color of the skin together with the seyar, and the seyar, by the way, means two se'arois, two hairs, though two hairs that flip color together with the skin, that is going to be considered a simon of tzaras. And we know that it has to dafka go through a kohen. Nobody else can make this proclamation except for a kohen. The amik ein mar eha. If it's not deeper. So from here we learn that this whole whiteness business only is a whiteness if it looks whiter, which makes it seem as if it's deeper than the skin, which if you always want to remember what the example is, whenever you see a printed paper, it always looks like it's black on white. Okay, it looks like it's black and white. Or even if you have a black paper with white text, the white looks like it's behind the black. That's just how things look. So the lighter color is behind it. But the pasuk says, if the kohen inspects it and he finds that it's amik ein marel mehar, if it does not look so white and deeper behind the flesh, or it starts weakening, so then we just keep the guy away for another 7-day period. The kohen is going to come and check him out again. That's what we call a muzgar. He's not pronounced as an absolute tamei tzaras. He's just put into quarantine. But even that has its own level of tumah as well. That's called hezger. If the kohen comes back and keyav alei pasa, if it did not spread and it starts diminishing, then the guy goes through the entire process. He goes to the mikvah and he is tar. He does not have to bring the birds. He does not have to shave. He does not have to go through the process of mourning, of letting his hair grow long and tear his clothing. We learned that in Maseches Megillah. That's the difference between Hezger and Buchlin. Okay, then we go into if there's a michya of sa'ar, where there's live flesh. And there's a white se'es, and there's a mixture of white flesh in it, and the pasuk calls it a tzaras noishenes. It's some kind of old tzaras that's underneath the flesh of the person, and if it spreads all over the person's body, then the person is tar. But if all over the entire body has tzaras, and then there's a little area that does not have tzaras, then we pronounce him as tameh. We'll see a nice chat about that from the Chassam Sofer a little later on. Then we speak about shchin. If the person has some kind of inflammation of the skin, and inside of that red inflammation, again, there's a change of hair color and flesh color that's going to be lighter. And then we speak about michvaseish. If there's a burn, that also has a change and a discoloration, not in the color of the burn. And then we speak about saras of the hair and the beard and bald spots and the different forms of signs of saras. And finally, we have beharis, baris, spatch, and splotches in the skin of white. And all of these things, simoni tzaras. Let's talk about the parsha and go into a few little pshatim over here. So number one, right away, but Ishi led us. Dabi omenei zolam, Ishi ki tzazio v'tamo shivas, Yomim, she's going to be tameh for 7 days. And Rashi explains that last week's parsha we spoke about the animals that were tameh and tahor, and now we speak about the people that are tameh and tahor. So Rashi, why the men, why the people coming last? Just like in the Briyas HaOlam we were created last, so too in the discussion of Tum and Tahira, we come after all the animals. We come after all the animals. So the Medrash says that if a person is Zayicha, we tell him, oh, look at you. You were created after everything. Like a king who walks into the palace, it's already filled with people. I remember for the short stint that I learned in Yeshiva Chaim Lin Kailo, and Rav Aaron Shach, the Zayicha Tzadik Gershom Bracha, would come in for the Friday shmooze he gave us in Pachad Yitzchak. It was a whole system where after the room was filled with people, and it's all settled and ready and waiting, then the Gabbai would go out and send a message to the Yeshiva that the Olam's ready and waiting. And then he would walk in. Mamish Malchus. Mamish Malchus. A king walks in when everything is already set. That's how a king walks in. So Adam Rishon comes into the world and the world is already set. Everything is ready for man. That's what we say on a person who is Zoicha, a person who is meritous, so the whole world is made. And who? What do we say to a person who's not meritous? Afilu yitoish kadamcha. Even a mosquito, or maybe it's a gnat, I'm not 100% sure what a yitoish is, comes before you. A yitoish. What's the Indian of a yitoish? So I saw brought down, maybe it was the Chida, I don't remember from who, or maybe it was the Ber Moshe. He says, what's the Indian Davka? Oh, the Ber Moshe, the Ishtas. He says, what's the Indian Davka? The Gemara of the Sechus Kitten says, that when, who was it that got him in the head again? The king. Titus, right? He was the greatest Baal guy in the world. Hashem says, I'm going to send Beria Kala. This light, this nothing of a creature that's going to bring you down. So Zog the Ber Moshe, there's two things about a Yitish. Number one is, it's called Beria Kala. Literally, you can blow it. You can blow it. It's the smallest, lightest, easiest creature. You can catch it and swat it easier than a fly. A fly is hard, you know, like zoom, zoom, zoom. It's hard to catch a fly. Mosquitoes, they're easy. They're nothing of a creature. That's what brings down a Baal Gaiva. For a Baal Gaiva, Hashem sends a Beria Kala. But Zog de Gemara in Gittin, why is it called a Beria Kala? Zog de Gemara, because Shemachnes Ve'inay Moitzi. It has a clay kibble. It's able to pull, to eat. But it's such a small creature that whatever it absorbs, it doesn't have an exit. It doesn't have an aver for its waste. I don't know if there is no waste, or it's microscopic, so it's not nearly an ayim, so it's not considered whatever it is. But the Gemara's expression is, it's machnes ve'inay moitzi. It takes in, it doesn't take out. What's the meaning of machnes ve'inay moitzi? You once heard from the Satmar Rebbe, beautiful Pshat, says, Klai Yisrael is complaining in the Midbar, what kind of food are we eating? Is there a Yalur Isha that's machnes ve'inay moitzi? Zog the Satmar Rebbe. You ready? An animal takes and doesn't give. We're living in the Midbar. There's no rich and poor that we can give tzedakah to. We can't do chesed. Everyone has food. Well, we're like animals. We're just machnes. We just eat and eat. And we're not mighty. Could a human being live like that without giving to others? We have to give. We don't want this mon stuff. He's like the Satmar Rebbe, the king of chesed. The Satmar Rebbe. But over here also, Zog the Eish Das, the Indian of the Yitosh Kadamcha, which is the introduction to this week's parasha, is to tell you that one of the primary reasons for Tzaras is the guy who's a Tzar Ayin, the Lashon Metzora, right? Metzora, one of the reasons that he gets Tzaras is a Tzar Ayin. He's stingy. He's machnes ve'enoy moitzi. So the Yitosh Kadamcha, he's also machnes ve'enoy moitzi, and he's better than you. Okay. We know the Medrash says that if the woman is Mazriya Tchila, Yolda Zachar, whatever the science is behind this, that's how it works. A Bezog de Chassam Zayv, a beautiful point. What does it mean, Isha Kisazriya Yolda Zachar? It says a Zayv. Isha refers to someone that accepts, that receives a clay kibble.
He says, when Klaizo, we know the old machloikas between Hashiveinu, Hashem Melech, and Hashuva, Hashiveinu, right? We ask Hashem, you bring us back. And Hashem tells us, you guys do tshuva. Yeah, but it's Aruza de la Tata, it's Aruza de Leila. Who's waking up first? Who's waking up first? We hope everybody was already awake before the earthquake, right? We were already awake. We already were waiting for the gula. We didn't need the earthquake. Zagde chazam zoifer, isha kisa zriya. If the woman is nesoya first, the hainu, the tachtoin, and the clay people, klal Yisrael, the human beings down here on earth who are clay people for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're mo'ira themselves, and they start being mazriya, they start putting forth, they start producing toiro mitzvahs, so then v'yolda zachar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide such an influence. If you go first, you wait for Hashem, no, he'll give you a trepala, a little drip of influence. But if you go first, Hashem's going to provide you so much that you'll turn into a zachar. I know you'll have so much, you'll be providing for others. Instead of just being makabel ashpa, you'll become a baal mashpia for others as well. That's Ishak, he says. We have the older zachar. So Ishak, Sam Sefer. Okay, by Yoyim Hashmini Yibos, Vizarosim, Zag de Vilna Goyim. There's a medrash that says, what's Pshat B'Yoyim Hashmini? Why? Because she's 7 days Tomei, and only 7 days Tomei afterwards she's Tar, Brismi Libashmoina, so that the husband and wife can be happy. Zag de Vilna Goyim, listen to this. The Gemara says that a mitzvah, the Klais, were always Mekabel Besimcha, Adayin, they make Besimcha. And a mitzvah, the Klais, were always Mekabel with kvetchiness, with problems, Adayin is Biktalta. Says Bris Mila when they makabel Moshe Avram Avinu was makabel b'simcha, and David HaMelech said Sasa Neichalim Rosecha. Even nowadays, under the worst conditions, you name it, Abris is a simcha. And Fakert Erva, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Matan Torah you can't marry your own family members, Klai Zol Kvesh Beichil Mishbachoisav, they accepted the Isura Erva Mita Kvesh. Adayin is done b'ketarta, lekak suba d'leit raimi b'tigra. Every marriage, there's some bump along the way. As Zayzak devil, Freg devil negayin, what's the lashon adayin? Adayin. Whatever they used to do, Azai, is Azai. It's stuck, it's set. We set the path. The path is the path, Adayin. You know, this is still East 34th Street, and I got news for you. Eliezer, you came back very tall. This is still Adayin. What's Adayin? It's done, it's done. Zag de Vilna Goyim, he says, beautiful. He says, the Lashon Adayin is, even if the Siba is gone, like we always say with Dinei Derabbanans, where they give a tam for something, even if the tam is batal, like batal takana. Zag de Gra. The time for Bris Mila being on day 8 was for the husband and wife to be B'tahira and B'simcha. But that doesn't apply anymore. Because B'smaneinu, when women give birth, they're metame for 7 days, and then metame vaita and vaita. We hold shiv in the kiyim. V'chulu v'chulu. The halakas don't allow a husband and wife to be together for a while after the Bris. So nowadays, the B'yoy Mashmini, B'Shavallah say, Kum Nishmit Kein Simcha. The husband and wife are not unified together B'simcha. But Adayif, even still now, when the tam doesn't apply, they're still doing it b'simcha. And he says, in the middle of the same thing, even though now there is no Yetzahara Darayas, the Chazal were mevatel it already in the times of Beis HaMikdash, people are not attracted to their own family members. So Mamela, there's no reason to kvetch about a shidduch anymore. What's the problem? Adayin! Even if there's no reason, there's always going to have to be some kvetch. There's going to have to be something. That's Adayin, even if batla tam, the thing still remains. Okay, it says, so, kimei nidas devoisa titma.
It's a spiritual reality. Just like a physical reality.
Right, it says, and even if the cause is not there anymore, that's the part. Even if the reason why it's not there anymore, that's it. It remains. Azoyas. Right, becomes the Matthias. Need kimei nidas devoisa. Rashi says, two pshatim in devoisa. Devoisa, one pshat is a lashon of a flow, just like her normal flow of nidus. And the voice, it could also be a lashon of davel libenu, like a worry, like a pain, like a sorrow. So I saw brought down a pshat, let's see if I remember from who. Kedeng shenish, but anyway, it's representing the two people. It says the noshim that were not zoicha, their attack affected beitish al nachash, memele beetsev teldi banim, so memele nachanami. By their tumas leida, it's kinvei nidas devoisa. She has tsar leida, she has tsar nida. The Gemara says there is no nida that doesn't come with aches and pains along with it. There's headaches. But Aisha Hatanua Haruila Kakatzadekis, she's not being affected by the Itishal Nakash. So Mimela Shitaka doesn't have this curse. For her, it's Kimeini this device. It's just a flow. It's a natural flow. As if you sneeze, a chvezes, or when you cry, there's no pain involved. She doesn't suffer the pain of Nidus. She also doesn't suffer the pain of Leda. Okay, what's Pshat? She's telling me Shvuayim by a girl. All the ladies, you know, who against the ladies, the girls more tumma than a boy. Whew. A boy, you tell me for 7 days, 33, 40, a total of 40, and for a girl from the time of birth, you're already anti-woman. Like, well, what's going on over here? So Rabbi Kaplan, Ishtay Kegufay, Eishas Chaver Kechaver, his wife was just nifter. They just got up from Shiva, I think, today. So somebody told me, Mamish, she made Rabbi Kaplan. His wife made him who he became. Mm-hmm. She Mamish solidified his frumkeit when originally he became frum. Rabbi Kaplan, I saw this many, many years ago, he says that tumah comes from a cavity of potential kedusha. And that's why a yid, when he dies, has tumas oil. He could be 100 miles away under one roof, you're makabel tumah. You're makabel tumah from 100 miles away. Tumas oil. A guy that dies, the corpse. You touch the corpse, tumas negia. Then you dame. There's less tumma by a guy than by a yid. How's that possible? Teretz is when the neshama leaves the body, there's a massive cavity by a yid, so it gets filled with the kachas tumma. There's not such a massive cavity by a guy because there was less capacity to do so. There's less tumma. Zogrit by a captain, same size by tumas yiladis. When a woman gives birth to a boy, knew she was holy. Why is there any tumas laid to bechlau? Teretz is she had a neshama in her. She was carrying a neshama, and now the neshama leaves her. There's a cavity of kedusha, so there's tumah. But when a lady carries a girl, she's also carrying within the girl's neshama all of that girl's potential to have more and more children. And the mela, that potential kedusha, is so much more, which is a big chiddush. You know, we say shalei san isha because we have more potential for mitzvahs. But he says, in terms of creative. The creativeness of carrying more neshamas, a girl has that kli kibul. The man doesn't have a kli kibul for it. A girl has a kli kibul. The kli kibul by a girl is greater than by a boy, and a male is double the amount of tumas later when a woman gives birth to a girl. Okay.
So it's an isha because we have a bigger avoider than the isha.
More opportunities of mitzvah.
Right, but it's also a bigger avoider. You thank Hashem for the avoider.
You thank Hashem for the avoider. You're in Pesach mode. But yeah, okay, it's right, more mitzvahs. There's more mitzvahs. But anyway, his word is like a kli in terms of the. Anyway, so she brings a carbon. The Gemara says, why the Yisab Shimon? Shalu Tamid of Esreb Shimon. Ma, does a Isha, Yeledes, have to bring a carbon katas? And he answers, Shekoifet says, finish bas. But Shasha Karas, at the time that she goes into labor, Koifet says, she jumps. Finish bash, and she swears never to have any more children again. And Mamela looks like a shua, shove, and she needs a karbon katas for that. That's the description. Frank the Chanukah Zatoria, the Rebbe Reb Heschel. I like the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Frank the Chanukah Zatoria. First up is the Dafki is the Shire to Reb Shimon. Okay. Well, maybe that's what the Rebbe was. But okay. Why Reb Shimon? He says, what's the lush of Kofetzah? She jumps to make a shua. She jumps to make shua. Listen, he says, I'm ready to go on. He says like this, is a machlokes in the Gemara, if a lady does not have a normal leda, but she has a C-section, she doesn't have, like it says, sazria v'yolda derech leda, a lady has a C-section, does she have tumas leda? And does she have to bring karbonis or not? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Chachamim say, a lady that does not have a normal leda, does not have the tumah, and she doesn't have to bring karbonis. Reb Shimon Oimer, she does have to bring karbonis. Zok the Chanukah Zatayra, the Rambam brings down that at least in the olden times, maybe in the Shtanu Ativim, but in the olden times, a lady that had a C-section would not be able to have children ever again. It would be her last child. She couldn't have children afterwards. And even nowadays, they say after 2-3 C-sections, people can't have more children after that. It limits the woman's ability to have children. Zok the Chanukah Zatayra, here we go. Zok Reb Shimon holds that you have to bring a carbon even by a C-section. So they ask the Rebbe Reb Shimon, but you hold, you bring a carbon even after a C-section. A C-section is not going to have more kids. So if she's having a C-section and she's not going to have more kids anyway, she's not swearing. See, she's not swearing. Why does she have to bring a carbon? She doesn't have to swear. She's unable to have children. So she's not going to swear. So why is she being a carbon? So he answered, Kaifetzes Vinishbas. Before she gets to the C-section, she's already swearing. As soon as the labor starts, she already jumps to swear before the C-section. And the male, she has to bring the carbon chattis for that shmuah. So he's like the Chanukah Seder. Okay, there's a medrash that says a pasuk is based on, I think it's Koheles. Tein chelik l'shiva gam l'shmeina. Give a chelik to the shiva and then also to the shmeina. What does this mean? Zog the chelik to the shiva and then you get the zog. It says if you keep carefully the din of shiva, of the shivas you may need, tires and mishpacha, you zog it to banim. He's like at the bottom. So I forgot who says this. I'm sorry, but he says tein chel. Oh, maybe it's also from the Gra. Tein chelak l'shiva refers to the extra zehirus that we have a oina kridim lavesta. When you add a chelak to the shivas yamim, oh, that extra zehirus is going to be benched with a shmeina. You're going to be benched with a ben zakar. That's going to be a nimal liyayim shmini. Okay, Bozik says zois. Torah Seyelet, this is the rule of the effect of Maril Diskin. Why does it say Zois Torah Seyelet is Zachar and Keva by the carbon? And it's interrupting. It says that she brings a Keves La'ila, and she brings a bird for a Katas, and if she's poor, two birds. But in between the regular woman and the poor woman, it says Zois Torah, L'chayr Zois Torah. Should be at the end. A few people, yes, the Shiloh. Reb Shulam Levi Diskin answers very simple. He says that whenever the Torah says Zois Torah, it's Le'ikuva. This is the way it's got to be done. These are your instructions. You can't do it any other way. It's just like this. If it would say Zois Torah at the end, then you would say, what happens if you have a poor lady who she skimps and saves and borrows, and she wants to bring a Keves Laila? She wants to bring a rich lady's garban. Can she bring it or not? The luck is she could. It's not ma'akiv that a poor person has to bring a poor person's garment. If she, a rich person can't bring a poor person's garment. But a poor person is allowed to bring a rich person's garment. So on the rich person, we say, Zois Toiras. It's ma'akiv that you have to bring a Keves Laila and the bird Lakatos. Oh, but the poor person is not ma'akiv. If you want, you can do the rich man's garment. The Mela, we said, we put the Zois Toiras in between the two because on the poor person, not ma'akiv which garment they bring. Weiter. Okay, so let's do a little introduction to Tzaraz. So first of all, there's a bunch of different reasons where Tzaraz comes. Lashon Hara, Shvua Hashav, Shvua Sheker, Gili Arayas, Gneva, Kamtsonus, Stinginess, and Gaiva. Many, many different things that it could come from. One thing is very clear, it's not genetic, and it's not just Stama disease. That's very clear. The art school makes a whole thing that they don't type Tzaraz as leprosy, because leprosy is a natural disease, and it has natural contagions, and whatever, and that's not what we're talking about. And they bring kama v'kama rayas. One of the very simple rayas is that the halachas, you could have all the zamanim, if the kohen doesn't say it, you're not dummy. You're not in quarantine because we're scared of it being contagious. If the kohen doesn't say tummy, the guy, during the regal, we have millions of people converging on Yerushalayim, and you notice a couple of mitzayrayim, don't look at them till after the regal. Yeah, that's going to help stop the contagion. And stop the, you have millions of people. It's the worst time for a contagious disease to be around. Obviously, it's not leprosy. It has nothing to do with that. It's like the Ramban says, it's mice and nisim, chloromice and nisim. Fregnam Chaim Kanievsky, I was saying, I have a kasha. The introduction to Tzaraz is Adam. Adam, Adam Kriyim Adam, V'loy Akum Kriyim Adam, you're considered a man, Goyim are not. Goyim are excluded from Taras. Ferukhaim Gnevsky, Bishloim, if you wanted to tell me that it's something natural, this Salkadai Tachamina would apply to Goyim too. Okay, but if you're telling me like the Ramban says, that it's a Maisa Nes, it's a miraculous sign from heaven that you gotta do tshuva for Lashon Hara, for one of the other Averis. You need a pasuk to exclude a guy from that? Since when does a Kadosh Baruch Hu act by Hashkacha Pratis with a guy to give him signs to do tshuva? The Ebershter doesn't do that. Nothing. He's got his seven mitzvahs, he does a shoygeg, boom, he's dead. The Ebershter doesn't wait for him to do tshuva. Why do I need a pasuk to be a mighty guy? It's Beger of Chaim Kanievsky, a medrash that says as Be'etzem oylem hazeh is for goyim. Esav deserves azah oylem hazeh a geschmack, a Lamborghini parked in one driveway with a Ferrari in another apartment. And every guy, for whatever small deeds, maybe he did, they deserve a cult of Olam Hazeh without any tzar whatsoever. So Frag the Medrash, why is it that goyim have tzar? So that they shouldn't look at the Yidden, who, like we say, are melumid, melumid lemakis, like we say in the sugya of the eclipse. They're melumid to get the patch from the Rebbe. And they're going to say, oh, those Jews, those messed up people with constantly sick and problems. They're going to look at us as like this indigenous, you know, third world country nation. If they're never getting diseases, they're never having stock market failures, they're never having attacks and war and droughts, and only we're getting it, they're going to look at us as almost like the Kuzari said. The Kuzari didn't want to look at the Jews. He said, oh, the Muslims, the Christians, they're successful. The Jews, obviously, obviously it ain't them. He says, that's what it's going to be. If the Goyim have called to Voil Mazer without any tzaris, they're going to say, the Yidden are mamish. And there's another man, Reb Shmuel Bar, what's that, who was it? Reb Shmuel Bar Abnasin, I think, that he says, Af Chatotim. Goyim, Be'etzim, shouldn't even have blisters, shouldn't have skin problems, shouldn't have nothing. So why do they have it? So that on the goof of a Yid, if they a Yid has Saras, they're all going to say, oh, the Yidden are these who knows whats. The Mela Zakhtar Chaim Kanevsky, you see from the Medrash that a Goy has to get this, the same type of thing that a Yid. Because if a Yid has it worse, the Goyim are going to say there's something wrong with us. This is like what the Klezi Magrebbe said, in Zhdok Kein Zach from a Yiddish Amachla. Remember, I told you this story a long time ago. My father was there to be an aidist to the story. This guy came in. His daughter had this multiple allergy syndrome where anything into her body would cause her body to go nuts. She was literally dying. And the Klezi Magrebbe was on his deathbed already. And every once in a while, he came into consciousness. And finally, this guy came in, and he told the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, what did the doctor say about it? And he said, the doctor said it's a Yiddish Amachla. And the Rebbe, in his weakened state, he sat up, and he shook, and he said, he said, go and make Shabbos digesim, lekavod Shabbos, in large quantities, and a whole rest of the week feed her from that food. And the doctors didn't want to let it. They had to sign off these papers that they're now responsible. And because of the guy came back a week or two later to say that she gained 20 pounds. My father was there to say this. If you bow to go, you have to have exactly the same thing as the Yidden. So it's going to come the same miraculous way. Because otherwise they're going to say, the Yidden are these weird people. They got these lesions on their houses, their clothing, their noses. They got funny things in their hair and their face. The Goyim are going to have the same thing. The Dine Tumah will come along with it as well. The Dine Tumah don't come with it. There's a few more drushes on Adam. A few more drushes. I saw today from Rabbi Sakhar friend on the Parsha. He brings down a Maisa within the Bayless trials in Europe. That he came, his lawyer came to the Chardka of a Rebbe, and he says, I know they're going to say that the Yidden are terrible people, blood libels, this and that. They're going to say Yidden are terrible people, and that we're anti-Goyim, and we treat Goyim like subhuman animals, and we could drink their blood. And they're going to prove it from the Pasuk Adam. Adam Kriyim Adam. V'layakun Kriyim Adam. What am I supposed to respond to? Chartkeva said, Adam Kriyim Adam B'Lashon Yachid. There is no Lashon Rabin for Adam. Kleisel is called one Adam because when you're in trouble, Mr. Bayless, Gans Kleisel is crying and fasting and davening and pulling strings and doing whatever they could for you because we are one unified Adam. But Goyim are not like that. Ask the lawyers, ask the people in court. What would happen if any of them would end up in a court case or whatever it is? Would they have their whole nationality going and sticking up for them? That's what it means. Avada, everyone's human beings. But we are one human being, all tzadam, that's Adam. Sokrab friend, that's Pshat, this is the introduction to Taras. That this guy is a Metzaira, he's Moitzeira. You got to exclude him because he's exclusive. He held himself separate, he's putting other Yidden down, he's saying Lashon Hara, he's not sharing with his Nechassim, he's being stingy. All of these things, he's separating himself from that one unified Adam. That's where the two Metzairas comes from. Another Pshat in Adam. Some Sofer says, Adam comes from Afer, Afar, Dam, and Mara. We're physical beings. You know when you're just a physical being and Mamela you're susceptible to taras? Like it says in the Pasuk, when was it? Ba'adam bihi baram. Because Baruch says, Bi'oyim hi baram. On the day he created them, they were Adam. Zog the Chassam Sofer, you hope that after the day you're created, as soon as you get a little seichel, you ain't just Afar, Dam, and Mora anymore. You hope to use your cup. You hope to use your head and elevate yourself to be an Ish, which comes from a Lashon of Eish, with a Yud, with a spirituality in it. Ooh, a spiritual fire burns within you. You're not an Adam, you're a spiritual being. But when a person is just Adam, that's where Tumas Saras is going to kick in. When you're selfish and just focus on your own material interests and your physical being, Baram, just like the way you were created, you didn't advance, that's Tumas Saras. Weiter. Okay, Ruva. It comes to the Kayin. What's the Pshat? You have to come to the Kayin. One Pshat, he says, it's a Soid. There's a strange connection between Saras and Paraduma. Both of them are nasim bachutz. Paraduma is done bachutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it's called a kapara and it has some dinim like kudshim, but it's bachutz, and yet it has to be done with a kayin. And this is also, the kayin has to go bachutz. He has to go out. The mitzvah doesn't come to him. The kayin goes out to him, and it's dafka kayin. The tahira process of mitzvah, eight seizoi, v'shni talas, and the, what am I missing? Ezoiv?
Eres.
Yeah, and the same thing, Paraduma. We don't know what or why, but there's some kind of connection between the two. Paraduma, it's Dafka Ayidea Koyin, and it's a soy. The Tzveite Pshat is, he says, Taras, Taka is very contagious. He says it's very contagious. And it's so contagious, now, I don't know what's Pshat. The word is naturally, it's leprosy. It's obviously not leprosy. Well, I don't know what he means. Maybe the sin, maybe the ra, the tumah is such a heavy tumah of a mitzvah that it's contagious. But he says, Mamela, you can't just have anybody go to, because they're going to be ungechat by the tumah. Davka Koyin, who's nivdal mitoich amoy, he's separated from everybody else. He is zoicha Koyin, get ready. Hashkacha protis nifla'ah, he says. A Koyin is zoicha to hashkacha protis nifla'ah. And even if you could have this contagious tumor like crazy, he's protected.
I just know this.
He's protected. As I is. A Kohen has a special thing. So I saw a long time ago, in Yaakov Shir, in Maseches Pesachim, that this was part of Moshe Rabbeinu's taina to the Malachim. What are you taina? Why do we get the Torah and not you? We got the Torah because we were in Mitzrayim and not you. He brings down, I think from the Arizal, I don't remember exactly, says, Favasa de Ibris de Gezakt. Ani v'loy Malach, ani v'loy Zaraf, ani Hashem and Yehu. I Hashem came down Makas B'chayrus, and now, why didn't Hashem do it through Malachim? Why didn't Hashem use his angels? Zok the Zoya, the Reza, I don't remember who, one of the Heiliger Sorim. He says, because if a Malach would have walked into Mitzrayim for a moment, just for Makas B'chayrus, he would have been nitma be'avir ervas ha'aretz. The malach would have been affected and dragged down, like by the times of the Mabul, they became magushim. The malach would be dragged down by the tumah of Mitzrayim. So the Eibishter couldn't send the malach. Zog Moshe Rabbeinu, you malachim couldn't make it into Mitzrayim, even for a moment, and we survived 200 years. And we came out okay. You're right, 49th level of Tumah, but not the 50th. We came out of the time okay. We're better than you. We deserve the Torah, not you. That's Isaac Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go weiter. Okay, v'ra'ah, the pasuk says, pasuk gimel, v'ra'ah hakoyin es hanegev bo ha'asar, v'seh ha'negev ha'lovu ma'ri ha'negev ha'ah, v'ra'ah hakoyin t'ibu ha'asar. It's the double lashon. He sees it and he sees it. He already saw it. And we have a chazaka. We learn chazaka. Chazaka mekara from Taras. He leaves the house before he pronounces. Everyone else says tabe. So why does he say v'ra'ah twice in the pasuk? Zog the mezher chachma, because he has to first be roya the person himself, just a local analysis of the taras itself, and then it has to be roya the matzav around him. Is he a chassin? Sorry, I can't pronounce your tame. Is it shas regalim? Sorry, I can't pronounce it. There are certain times that he can't pronounce it as tame. So you have to know timing. Timing is everything. When you say Al Tanach Mei B'Shas Kasoi Al Tiras Kavei B'Shas, there are a whole bunch of things that are timing. Let's say the Mefarshim say, the Chanukim say, Teichecha. You don't give Teichecha when the guy's caught in the red. That's not the time to give the Teichecha. He's going to deny it. He's going to fight it. He's going to reject it. Afterwards, and everybody's hunky-dory and happy and this and that. You say, you know, last week, this and this, I was wrong. You should do better than that. Tzaraz noishenes and tzaraz mamer. So by tzaraz in the or and the begging of the person, it's called noishenes. And by the tzaraz begodim, it's called mameres. Mameres, grab Rashi, Gematria, Rabbi said, Gematria. Rashi said, Saraz Mameres Hanega Tomehu. Mameres means like a curse. Zog Rashi, why is the beggar have Saraz? Zog Rashi, Tain Boy Me'era, Shaloi Tehenemi Meru. This guy didn't shear his Nechazim, a curse goes on to the Nechazim that he shouldn't benefit from it either. Zogt! The stipler, Saraz Mameres Hanega Tomehu. Is Gematria the exact words of Rashi? Tein boi me'era, shaloi tena mimeru. Mamish the exact Gematria. Oh, but listen to this one last word. Taraz Noishenes, look at the Chassam Sefer. The Targum for Noishenes is Atika. It's an old Taraz in the body. The Taraz in the Beged is called Mameres. The Targum on that is two Girsois, Mechazra or Mechasra. Something is lacking in the Beged. Zog the Chassam Sefer, beautiful. What's Pshat Noishenes? So he brings out a medrash that darshens this, the Tumas Batim is going on the base of Migdash. And the Balabayas is the Abishter. And when the Abishter sees a nega on the bias, he runs to the Koyin. And that's Yirmiyo Hanavi, who was from a Koyanim. And he says, if it's Vinoishantem Ba'aretz, if it's Noishenes, it's a Tumas Aguf. If Klai Yisrael would stay in Eretz Yisrael, it says it was 850 years till Churban Bayis Rishay. The Gematria of Vinoishenes, Vinoishantem Ba, the Gematria is 852. If Klai Yisrael would have stayed two more years in Eretz Yisrael, then it wouldn't have been Kila Chamosai Be'etzim Avonim. You wouldn't have just had a Tzaraz Habatim on the base of Mikdash itself. It would have Rachman Islam been on the Guf. And that would have been the end of Klai Yisrael. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Tumah into the what's it called? He preceded it. And he says, I'm going to bring the Churban 2 years early. So it shouldn't be Noishenes. It shouldn't be so ingrained in our bodies that we should have Tumah Tzaraz in the body. It should just remain in the house. And that's why he says, Mechasra, Zokta Chassam Zoyfer. Mechasra means he took away. There was a bit of lacking. And there's a bit lacking in the Tumah of the Mensch. It's just in the Begadim and on the person. The Chidah, just end with this. The Chidah says, that why does the Seder Psukim go first from the Ur, and then the Begad and the Batim? When the Mefarshim will say it goes the other way around. The guy doesn't get the message from the bias, then it goes to the clothing, and not from the clothing, then to the Ur. So why the Psukim? He says two Pshatim. One Pshat, he says, when you warn with the big stuff first. You know what this could bring? This could kill you. And if it doesn't kill you, it'll hurt you. And if it doesn't hurt you, that's how you warn. So in the Torah is writing, first it warns about the worst thing, which is the art. Second, he says a very interesting. He says, Yesurim Shalahava, start with the guf. But he says, when it's Yesurim that are coming to be mechaper for a sin, then it goes from outward in to get you to do tshuva. As he's up there. Shabbat Shalom.